And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Justine and the Unclean. The system is set to self-destruct. Listening to the new waves underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Justine and the Unclean. I hope I'm saying that right. With a track called This System Is Set to Self-Destruct. And they are via Rumbar Records all the way from Boston, Tony.
Oh, nice.
I know. We get a lot of Boston bands through at the moment. Thank you, Rumbar. Mm. Hello to Lou. Lou's a fantastically looking dude, by the way.
Okay.
Fantastic looking. What is Justine and the Unclean's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Justine and the Unclean.
It's as simple as that. JustineAndTheUnclean. Oh, that's like a little poem, but with letters.
Yeah.
Tony Wan, Paulie being the internet mill. It's a good job I did that poem because I haven't got any others, Tony.
No.
I haven't had a poem this week. Thought we might have had something fireworky, it being Bonfire Night, as we record.
It is.
Guy Fawkes Night, of course, which I say the same line every year. For those of you that don't know, around the world, November the 5th is a day when we celebrate the burning of Catholics.
We do.
Yeah. Works out brilliantly. So I haven't got a joke or a poem this week. If you have a joke or a poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. However, there's going to be a lot of fun and games on the show this week because we've both been up to all sorts and... there's lots to talk about later on in the show. So I might just crack on. Is that all right?
That's fine. Yeah.
Well, unless you've got a joke you want to add. You've got a bonfire fact, perhaps?
Nope.
I will just say, leading up to this, normally from the start of Diwali, or indeed before that, until normally way after Bonfire Night, I hear crashes and bangs and fireworks going off and stuff all the time. But this year, I've hardly heard anything.
Oh, it's been constant here for at least the past 10 days.
Really?
Yeah.
There's been nothing around me. There's fireworks going off now, but nothing.
Okay.
And there was you thinking that I lived in a rougher area than you did. Maybe it's so rough and poor around here, no one can afford fireworks.
Well, I think it's opposite here. We're surrounded by posh, all the posh folk are moving in. We're now in an up-and-coming area, don't you know? And that just means posh folk who can afford bigger fireworks.
Oh, and it's a nightmare. Yeah. And they have bonfire parties in their back gardens rather than going out displays.
Oh, yeah.
That's the noise they make when you burn them, Tony.
That's right.
I mean, if I don't get any more fireworks out here before, I might go set fire to a car. We'll talk about a fire in Nottingham after this, shall we?
Yes.
All right, here's a track now. All the way from Bristol, Oxygen Thief. Played a couple of tracks, well, at least one track by them in the last few weeks. Loving them, loving their work. You'll find out why in a second. What is Oxygen Thief's Bandcamp page?
OxygenThief.bandcamp.com?
It is. It's Tony 2, a poorly beaten internet nil, and this is Lost in the Post.
Tired of the truth and I'm tired of facing fears. So to respond to the promise of patience and this fiction in them their hills. In that their health. A fool's error, the shortcut that runs for miles, straight from the path, obscured by the light, and the rush started all our ills. The rush caused all of our ills. We're getting locked in the post, or fighting over who cares the most. We're getting crushed by our foes. Try to prepare, try to empathize and understand. Bend over backwards to acknowledge an answer, but there's friction in changing gears. This fiction in that their hills seems persist in the face of all evidence. Mind for mind control, blind to our aim. We're immune to all common sense. We're immune to our common sense. We're getting lost in the post, or fighting over who cares the most. We're getting crushed by our foes. We're getting lost in the past, trying too hard, getting trapped too fast. Fragile to last. I'm selfish and stupid and you're selfish and stupid, but we're selfish and stupid in opposite directions. I'm caring and careful and you're caring and careful, but we're caring and careful with different intentions. I'm selfish and stupid and you're selfish and stupid, but we're selfish and stupid with opposite corrections. Post hope. Post proof. Post-trust.
You're listening to the Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Oxygen Thief and Lost in the Post, but as I said it, I do realise the spelling of it. If you are learning English, you do get confused, don't you, the way we pronounce things. Mm. That could easily have been Lost in the Post.
Yes.
Or Lost the Post.
Yes.
No, Lost in the Post. No, sorry, I'm Lost in the Post. I'll get there in the end. Tony, just listen to the Fusilis right now, who are a relatively recent addition to the beds on the show. We will be having a new bed next week, Tony, which is lounge-tastic. You will find out more next week. And you, of course, Tony, I've dropped that on you as a bombshell, so you will have another bed to put in.
And I'll be editing a bed next week.
Yeah, but you know what? It's an easy edit.
Cool.
It's an easy edit. Right, then. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
So what you got?
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do you like the page? Leave us a comment, give us a cheeky follow. Comments more so the messages, if you will. But we do like to hear from you. So pop us a quick comment. Just let us know you're listening.
I really like the idea of a cheeky follow.
Yeah.
I like the idea of someone doing a kind of comedy stalking where every time you look around, you just see them behind a lamppost and then tiptoe up to the next bush.
Yeah, I've no idea technically what it even means, but...
Well, I don't either, Tony, but hey, the stuff that comes out of our mouths doesn't have to make sense, does it?
Exactly. Mike Pash has been in touch.
Hello, Mike.
The Iron Mike, of course.
The Iron Mike.
Yeah. In response to last week's outing, he says, "Cheers for coming out to the Sumac. It was great to meet you guys." Some people are easily pleased, aren't they?
I mean, some people are very easily pleased. If you think it's great to meet us two, can I suggest you meet some other people? You'll be astounded.
But cheers, Mike.
Yeah, cheers, man. Nice meeting you as well, Phil.
Yes, it was. And Seth Catmilk has been in touch.
Seth Catmilker. Still the greatest Star Wars character to not happen.
Yes. And one of our favourite names. He's still probably slightly above Nick Wambolt.
I prefer the Catmilker, you prefer the Wambolt.
I do love a Wambolt.
I love a cat milking.
There you go. So he's did a few comments, but I picked two. First one, talking about last week's show, talking about Halloween. He says, "I did better than that. I better than hiding in the back room. I've gone on a holiday to the South Coast." Okay, Mr. Catmilker, thank you for that. And finally, he says,
So there were some responses to that from me as well.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. Which you're choosing to ignore, I noticed.
Yeah, well, it's a conversation. There's another comment here saying, just a quick one. Just give a thought for the other members of the Gunpowder Plot whose names weren't said to sound stupid to have a day in history named after them. So I give a big shout out for Bill Bonfire and Philip Firework. I remember.
Yeah, it's a real shame.
It really is, isn't mention. It?
Yeah.
Remember, Guy Fawkes was captured just up the road from me. Cowton, I'm saying. He got all the glory.
Really, was he? Was just up the road from you?
No, from Seth Catmilker.
Oh, sorry, I'll get confused. I thought it was up the road from you, Tony. No. Guy Fawkes was captured just up the road from Catmilker. How about that?
How about that?
This country is full of interesting history.
Isn't it just?
It really is.
That's it, though, for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Yeah.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Well, Tony. I'll never tire of that. We're going to play two songs in a row now. Okay. By two bands we've never played before.
Ooh.
Stay tuned for Voodoo Radio, but first up, 3 Day Millionaires, Tony. Hull Hardcore Punk. Do you know how they get the name 3 Day Millionaires?
No.
I Wikipedia'd it.
Okay.
And the 3 Day Millionaires were, Hull being a fishing port, were when the trawlermen came in, they'd get paid when they got off the ship, and they'd be on land for 3 days. So for 3 days, they'd be millionaires. And they'd spend all their money, then they'd get back on the ship and go out and catch more fish, I imagine.
Oh.
Yeah, interesting, isn't it? Well, no, I'm saying interesting, isn't it? You're going, yeah, Paul, that's boring. Can we play the music, please? What is 3 Day Millionaires Facebook page?
facebook.com/3daymillionaires.
It's as simple as that. It's Tony 3, Paulie B in this net nil, and this is The Snub. We'll be right back.
Kitten sub.
Turn to green. I know that you're no good for me. Hey, hey, hey. So come on, move a little closer. Come on, move a little closer.
Hey there, pretty boy. Hey there, pretty boy. I think you find your heart should be right next to mine.
The wrong side of the street. Why don't you cross and talk to me? Hey, hey, hey. So come on, move a little closer. Come on, move a little closer.
Hey there, pretty boy. Hey there, pretty boy. I think you find your heart should be right next to mine.
Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Voodoo Radio and a track called Pretty Boy. They are a Hammersmith power pop band, Tony.
Ooh.
How about that? And that's a fantastic track. We only got that through the other day and we got it straight on the show. Sometimes we get things straight on, other times they take a while. We have had a bit of a backlog. I am working through it. We have nearly got up to date. I will say in advance, we've got a... Manchester Punk Festival have done their first free to download compilation of the year, getting ready for next April's one. So we will be featuring some tracks from that next week.
Oh, great.
What is Voodoo Radio's Facebook page?
facebook.com/voodooradioband.
Yes, it is. Huh. I didn't expect you to get that. I'm annoyed. Tony Four, poorly being the internet now. I'm devastated. I thought I was going to get a point back there. Did you do anything last week?
I don't think I did. No.
Right, well, in that case, can I ask you a couple of questions?
Yes, you can.
Did you see the fire that was on Sunday night?
No, I saw it on one of my... I did some work for Nottingham Fire Station a few years ago. So I'm friends with the IT people there. So I saw a Facebook link to the fire services, like official things, and then I tweeted it.
We will just let people know around the world that we're not just talking about any old fire. There was a fire in the old cattle market, which is now a kind of business park, isn't it? I think
it's got like an auction house there and several businesses in there. Yeah,
yeah, and it's by Notts County's ground. Notts County being the oldest professional football team in the world, and near the Meadows. And I was driving back from Stansted Airport. I'll tell you about that in a second. When I started hearing about this thing, and you know, absolutely typical. There's a never mind the welfare of our fellow man. We do take things personally, don't we? I went, oh, that's all I need. I'm going to get a diversion.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was fine. Fortunately and miraculously, no casualties.
Yeah, but I suppose
100
Sunday night.
Firefighters involved in dousing the blaze, which went on for over 6 hours.
Yeah, three counters, wasn't it? Derbyshire, Leicestershire, Nottinghamshire fire services and all that.
Basically, all the firemen.
All of them, yeah.
And ladies.
Of course.
I don't know, are there fire ladies? I don't know. Is
I
that
thought
something
so.
That
yeah.
It's coming in or already happens or what? I don't think I've ever met a fire lady.
No.
No.
Well, they must be. They must be, because, yeah, why wouldn't they be?
Well, that's the first question. The second question is, what's going on with your horse?
He's eating a lot. What's what do? So, I think today he's seen the farrier for some new shoes.
Right.
We did a worm count.
Is a worm count?
Not aware of the worm count. So you have to every few months you have to worm them. And because we just bought him, we didn't know when he was last wormed. So rather than just worm him, apparently you have a worm count done. So you take some poo, you stick it in an envelope, and you post it off to some poo counters, and then someone counts the poo and tells you how many worms are in it. And if it's less than 200, you don't need to worm it. I found 200 to be quite a high number.
That's I've got a few things to talk about here. First of all, I just don't like the idea of sending poo through the post. That's first.
See, not my invite, no.
Secondly, when people go to university, when they have aspirations about what they want to do in their lives, do they ever think to themselves, one day I want to be qualified enough to be able to count worms in poo? Because that seems like there's a lot of horses in the world, as far as I know.
I think so.
Which means there's a lot of people sending their poo through the post every day to worm counters, which means that they're counting probably their sole job is to count worms in poo.
Oh, I thought so, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I like that.
There might be people that know about it. I mean, I was never aware of such a term, and I find it quite hard to believe that it's cheaper to post some poo off and have a professional look at it rather than just give them a tablet. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah.
And what happened to horses before we counted their poo worms?
Well,
were they
knows?
Just riddled?
Must have been.
And if they were, did it matter?
I think it's just ate more, I guess.
Right.
That's what those worms do, isn't it? Do they do any worse than that?
Well, I don't know. It just seems a bit weird that it's our responsibility to check out the worms in a horse. I've got better things to do, Tony.
Well, I used to.
One of which was going to Oslo.
How was it?
Yeah, it was great, mate. It was absolutely packed. The flights were on time. I didn't spend 60 quid on a bottle of wine. Good. I successfully got into my mate Darren's flat, even though it was his birthday, so we were expecting him to be very drunk. And everything went really well. And thank you to Alan Francis and Pierre Hollins for doing such an excellent job. It was just... Mostly I have some horror story about it, but I just didn't. It was just well done, everyone.
That's
it was
gig
a
of
great
the year.
Last gig of the year. You're absolutely right. It was a great last one. So we'll be back towards the end of January, and I will give our Norwegian friends information about that close to the time. I'm going to do a little bit about what I'm doing in the coming week now. Okay. As in Steve Dutch's next song. Now, we had some very sad news earlier this year when we found out that Limo Dean, the lead singer of Limousine, had died. It was absolutely awful news. Came as a shock to lots of... It didn't come as a shock to the band because they knew he'd been ill, but the rest of us maybe didn't know that this was it. Anyway, they're doing this Saturday... this Sunday, they're doing Dean Fest at the Albion... in Hammersmith and Hammersmith, Fulham sort of thing, and the rest of the band are going to be performing limousine songs with guest vocalists, I think. And it's a kind of Sunday afternoon thing, so I will be going along to it. And I thought, what better time than to pluck from the vaults my favourite limousine song, which isn't that representative of the band in that it is a bit slower and bouncier than a lot of their numbers. But anyway, as far as brilliant, catchy rock and roll goes, this is it. Tony, what is Limousine's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/LimousineOfficial.
Facebook.com/LimousineBand. I actually thought you were going to get that one. Poorly being Internet One, I'm finally off the mark. Tony Four, and this is 20 Greatest Hits. Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Limousine, 20 Greatest Hits, R.I.P. Limo Dean, and I'm looking forward to catching up with the rest of the band at the weekend, because although it'll be, you know, a poignant affair, they'll make sure it's a good laugh and it'll be really good fun, and I'm really looking forward to it. And I might see one or two people that I know down there as well. Other than the band, who I, of course, already do know. Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Burn the Catholics.
Yeah. And the posh folk.
And the posh folk.
Bloody 4x4s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trough bangers.
Exactly. Thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who are they playing with, how much is it to watch them play. Does it have to be in the UK? It is international. Let me know. So Sussex Saint's been in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saint.
With a gig.
South Coast gig fiend.
Yes. So he's in one of these South gigs. This Sunday, the 11th of November, UK subs. They're back at the, is it the Lewis Conn Club?
It is indeed, well said.
Yes, remember now.
You've learnt it.
I have. So the UK subs, probably with some local support. Doors 7:30, it's £14 beforehand. If you are in the area, do check it out. UK subs, obviously, you can't really say much more about them.
They are getting some great bands down Lewis Conn Club. And as an aside, Pierre Hollins, who was on with me in Oslo, is from Lewis.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where he lives. Well, no, he's from Grimsby, but he lives in Lewis.
Right.
he exchanged the East Coast for the South Coast rather sensibly, in
fair
my opinion.
Enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you
and
go.
And we are friends of UK subs, and hello to Charlie Harper. I know, I don't think he listens it anymore, but he certainly used to.
Certainly used to, yeah.
Yeah. Milky Pants.
Milky Pants. yeah, so there you go. That's Pogotcha for this week as well.
Brilliant. Mm. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Don't burn him, really.
So many bangs. It's constant. Rich fuckers.
Yes. You shut up, you truffle banger.
Yeah, thank you.
I did something that was quite a good insult, you truffle banger.
Don't count.
All right.
Yep.
So, should we play another two?
Why not?
All right. So, you might remember a couple of weeks ago, and we are in semi-regular contact with Porn Scars.
Oh, yes.
And Porn Scars did a gig the other week with War with the Newts.
Mm.
And then War with the Newts got in touch with us and said, would you play one of ours as well? Well, I certainly will. So, we got a War with the Newts track. And I've got some more information about the naming of a band, the nomenclature of a band, Tony.
Okay.
And War with the Newts was a 1936 sci-fi novel that I think was Czech, that was about some people discovering a reptilian race in the South Pacific that weren't very happy with us.
Right.
Yeah. And the literal translation is actually War with the Salamanders, but it was known as War with the Newts. Anyway, War with the Newts have got very little to do with that, really. They rock hard, and you're going to find out. What is War with the Newts website?
warwiththenewts.de
www.tn.band as in War with the Newts.band. So, poorly being set to Tony Four, the comeback begins. This is Mosh Pit.
I'm gonna die in the mosh pit! bash me.
Mongolo.
I'm gonna run.
Listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Dharmas and Demon Knight. The Dharmas being glam punk from Bromölla in Sweden. And we played them a bit, and they go down very well on this show, don't they? We get people saying, oh, brilliant, The Dharmas.
Mm.
And that's a great track from them. They describe themselves as punk, but I think they're sort of a bit more glam, which is hence why we've called them glam punk, I suppose.
Yeah.
What is the Dharma's Bandcamp page?
Thedharmas.bandcamp.com.
It is.
Is it?
Look at that. One already. Tony 5, Paulie B and Internet 2. That's an early victory for you. I'm not saying that's a first, but it hasn't happened often that you've won it by song 7. Anyway, well done, the Dharmas, and well done, Tony.
Thank you.
The Dharmas is Thedahmers, named, I imagine, after Jeffrey.
Possibly.
Now, you like your serial killers, don't you?
Do I?
Well, I don't really... They pass me by a bit, fortunately, but I've never been that bothered. But I think you seem to know a bit more about them than I do. Am I making that up?
I don't know, maybe a bit. I'm not excessively. I think I only learned about Dharma relatively recently.
Right. That's probably the best way to do it. You wouldn't have wanted to learn about him at the time.
Was he the pretty one? He was kind of a...
The pretty one? I don't know. Wasn't he either one that killed people and then dressed them up and sat them in chairs around his house?
Yeah, I think because possibly, but he was quite well known for being quite good looking.
Right.
And he used to attract the ladies in and then murder them. And
the late, I thought it was the gentleman he did for, but anyway, I don't know.
There's only a film of him relatively recently. I think that's why I read about it in the past year. Yeah.
Do you think he ever went on holiday to the Bahamas?
Sounds like a sitcom on in the ready, doesn't it?
Dharma in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
That would be a very dubious film. Tony, are you doing... I've answered you. Are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so. No. Well, work is what I'll be doing, because horse on work is as per usual. What are you up to?
Well, I'm going to go to this thing at the weekend.
Of course,
I'm sort of working and doing stuff. I am doing a Nutty Nottingham private tour on Friday.
Oh.
For regional managers of Uber.
Oh, okay.
That's right, yeah. So when they asked me to quote, I said, right, if you book it now... If it gets busier towards Friday, it might be a bit more. No, I am looking forward to it. So I'll be taking around, I think it's 14 of them. We're going to be taking around Nottingham Friday lunchtime. Well, just after Friday lunchtime. So I'll let you know how it goes next week.
Well,
ask one of them for a lift home.
If you see Mohammed, tell him, thanks for giving me a lift. And you see the other Mohammed, tell him thanks for cancelling me off.
I was about to say, which Mohammed do you want me to say that? Right. No, it's the regional, it's not the drivers, it's the regional managers.
Right,
they're coming from all over the shop.
Yeah, it's quite popular in Nottingham.
Down some regional thingy. You know, it's the middle of the country, isn't it? Yeah, so I'm doing that Friday, and then I'm doing going down Dean Fest Sunday. So I'll let you know about both next week. Should we do that?
Yes.
Now, Tony, here's something controversial for you. I'm about to play a track by a band called Sponge. Now, you might remember that over a decade ago, I had a bit of a run-in with Sponge, and ever since then, I've refused to play anything by them. But I thought, you know what? It's about time I let bygones be bygones. Everyone deserves a second chance. While we were watching them, me and my ex-wife, at the Wasted Punk Festival, some people were throwing empty plastic bottles at them from the crowd. So the lead singer picked up a full bottle of water and threw it at the crowd. And in Gambusters style, it bounced once and hit my wife in the chest.
Oh.
So I went backstage after, because I had a pass, I went backstage and roared into all of them. This also led to me not playing anything by Pete and Test Tube Babies for a while, because the lead singer of Pete and Test Tube Babies, when I'd finished having a go at the whole of Sponge and with the whole of Pete and Test Tube Babies there, saying, he looked around at my ex-wife and said, here darling, once you got rid of him, why don't you come back in here and meet a real man? And then I turned around and had a massive go and said, a real man? I've just taken on 11 of you, you spineless bastard. I was a bit pissed. Right, but I do think that obviously there was a reason. They were obviously upset about the bottles going on, so they threw one back, and these things happen, and I should have given them another chance. And you know, they were kids then, they're men now, they probably regret it as well. And they are a good band, and they got a new song out, and it's really good. So do you fancy some Tewkesbury ska punk by a band that I'm happy to give a second chance to?
Why not?
And I like I pull the strings. What is Sponge's website?
sponge.co.uk.
It is. It's Tony Six. Probably means it to Sponge is S-P-U-N-G-E. It's sponge.co.uk. And yeah, whether they're listening or not, you'll like this. They are a good band. I've been a little bit childish, really. And I wasn't going to tell that story, but you prompted it. So anyway, it's out there now. This is... Oh, or was I telling the truth, Tony?
I think you were.
Shame, because this is Liar.
You're not someone, the only thing you really know is this.
listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I think we should just say hello to the Duke's Arms right now.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
There we go. Before I forget, because I've just remembered someone else about the sponge incident. And can I recommend that in any circumstances, you don't take on a drunk stand-up comic in an argument? Like, because we're always looking for the funny. Anyway, I should say, in Sponge's defence, they said that they were very sorry. At the time, they said that they were very sorry. And that if I wanted a formal apology, that I should get in touch with the band's agent. And I said, no thanks, because all the agent will do is offer to send me a free Sponge CD, and I don't fucking want one. Whereas I would now, because they're great, aren't they? That's a great track. Anyway, hello to Sponge, and I'm letting bygones be bygones, and I hope you guys are good and everything's going well for you. All right?
Do you think they remember you? Because I think they probably do.
I think they probably do remember that incident very clearly. What was funny was when I went to get backstage, I had a backstage pass, but I didn't have an access all areas pass. And I went up to the security guard that was on the door to where their dressing rooms were. And he said, look, mate, you can't come through here. And I said to him, look, and I told him what happened. And he went, oh, this is going to be great. I'll come in with you. Anyway, Tony.
Yes.
Have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant. Oh, so we get the song.
Of course we do. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Let's hear the song. You see, I like that.
I do.
A lot. And you like it. And I hope it's growing on everyone else. I think it's a great thing to do before this. So go on then. Oh, okay. Do you want to say who did it or you...
I always forget. It's Fender Sussex Saints. I will look it up again. I forget.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, from now on, maybe we don't need to mention it anymore because you don't mention the Facebook. Well, we do kind of mention. What we need is something snappy, don't we?
Yes.
So we can get on with the track when it happens. I'm sorry. Off you go.
Thanks for your track nominations. If you have one for me, don't forget, do email me so we can keep on playing the theme tune and I might even learn the name of the author. So email me your twats, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. It is that simple. All tracks received with thanks, every track responded to, and as a bonus, we get to play the theme tune.
Which I love.
Just bonus for us with anything else, and it'll slowly grow on Timo, and he'll come to love it.
Let's hope so.
So Sussex Saints been in touch again.
Well, fancy that.
Hmm. And this actually came through last week, but it was just slightly too late, I think, or I already had one. I can't remember what it was.
Right.
But he says, "Hi Tony, hope this is in time for your recording." Well, there's always another punky. You know, we're like buses. If there is one thing,
there is always another punky. Isn't there?
Always
another one. When there will be the time when there won't be.
Oh,
it'll be a dark day on the airwaves.
One of us will probably be dead, and I honestly don't know which one it will be with this horse. Tony, you might be doing it on your own.
Only trust me, it'll be me.
If there is one thing that seems to be... It's a Brexit thing coming on, by the way.
Mean I've got to stand back and be quiet?
No. If there is one thing that seems to be causing the Brexit negotiations more trouble than it's worth...
It's Europe.
Then it's the Irish border.
Yeah.
Now, this border was created by the partition of Ireland in the 1920s. And obviously, since Ireland became a free state and has also been the cause of the Troubles and so on and so on. If the EU and UK can't come to some sensible arrangement on the border, I suggest that we hold a second referendum, or the people's vote, to decide whether we, mainland UK, give a monkey about Northern Ireland and decide if we wanted to stay or leave. I reckon leave would win, and therefore dealing with the Irish border issue once and for all. So I'd like to nominate the Irish border for its very existence as a twat. Sussex.
Actually, after my I do completely agree with that. I think having a border in Ireland is absolutely ridiculous. And as controversial as it may be, I do believe in the unification of Ireland.
Hmm.
I know it would cause a lot of problems in the north, but I do believe Ireland should be one country. And if it was, that would take all of this out of the equation.
Yes, I agree.
So, yes, I'm more than happy to twat the Irish border. And my apologies to anyone in Northern Ireland who disagrees with me, but, you know, it's not like I'm going to make any difference, really.
Nah, it's up to them, but I think it would be a very a sensible solution to a very complicated problem, but...
It would.
That's all they want.
It would also mean that we can stop having to be called Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
That's true.
In athletics championships and such like.
But we're having this?
Oh, yeah.
So for its very existence, the Irish border from somewhere in between Ireland and Northern Ireland is a twat.
Absolutely justified.
Have you ever twatted a border before?
I don't think we have. It's always a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Let's hear the song again. Can we hear the song again?
Yeah.
All right. So then, one last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
And we're going to go to Atlanta, Georgia for the last track this week. And the first track this week was kind of rock and rolly. This one's kind of rock and rolly as well. A band called New Junk City, Tony. What is their Bandcamp page?
NewJunkCity.bandcamp.com.
New Junk City ATL, as in Atlanta, .bandcamp.com, which means that the final score is what, Tony?
6-3?
6-3 or 7-2? It's a thrashing, anyway, let's just say that. It's a thrashing. Useless friends. Down by a canyon, bunch of guns. Well, that's about the size of it for this week. I hope you enjoyed News Junk City and that track, Useless Friends. I was just thinking, Tony, I wonder, straight after the show, I've got to go to the supermarket, so I'm completely out of milk. But I'm out of conventional milk, and I just wondered, if only I'd been out of cat milk, I could have just rung up Seth, and he could have come round and sorted it out.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking, have you ever thought how many cats it would take to milk to provide a pint? Have you ever thought that?
No.
Keeps me awake at night, Tony.
Does it?
Yeah. Keeps me awake at night. Maybe you can mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, PODUNK Radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra. It's ANDRA, and it's .se.
And please do spread the word about the show however you can. Every single person who listens, if we charge you this week by telling one person about it, we could theoretically double the listenership in one go.
That's it.
Which would be brilliant. Thank you all so much for listening. I might see one or two of you at Deanfest this Sunday. Who knows? Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.
But you can't.